This was the worst nuclear accident the world has ever seen. A massive explosion blew off the lid of the reactor number 4 at Chernobyl nuclear plant. 110 tons of uranium and 900 tons of radioactive graphite blasted into the atmosphere. For about 10 days, the reactor kept releasing radioactive materials into the air as the Soviets did not know how to put out the deadly fire. The cleanup operation involved some 350,000 people, many of whom received extremely high doses of radiation. The Soviet Union's one proven resource for that kind of job was human labor. 5 months later, a 150 meter steel and concrete sarcophagus was built to contain the ruins of the reactor number 4. 20 years on, radiation levels are still extreme, says Yulia Marusich, Chernobyl's information officer. She says the sarcophagus does not completely seal off the radiation and it is not structurally sound.
Existing shelter, it is not stable, it is not reliable. It was constructed remotely. On one hand, it reduced the personal exposure. On the other hand, it didn't provide the accuracy of shelter structures installation.
Outside experts confirmed the sarcophagus is falling apart and could collapse. Francis O'Donnell, head of United Nations Development Program in Ukraine, says there is also a problem with what's inside.
They still haven't figured out a way to deal with the 180 tons of the nuclear fuel containing mass, which is at the core of the reactor. There is no nuclear waste disposal strategy 20 years on. We can do better than this.
The sarcophagus and the tons of nuclear fuel inside of it are not the only problem. There are three other reactors which were put back online shortly after the sarcophagus was built. The reactor was not turned off until 2000 and only following international pressure. And Chernobyl has not been decommissioned completely. Ukraine does not have the facilities for the long-term storage of the plant's nuclear fuel. Oleg Ryazanov is an engineer at the Chernobyl plant's reactor number 1, who monitors the condition of the disabled reactor. He says money is the real issue.
We have the technology, the people, the knowledge, the desire, but we don't have the money.
If the sarcophagus covering the fourth reactor collapses, another explosion, though less powerful, is likely to occur. To prevent that, some 28 countries pledged to chip in more than $800 million for the construction of a new steel coffin. The project is scheduled to be finished by the year 2010. But even with a new shelter in place, it is estimated it will take from 30 to 100 years to safely get rid of fuel and debris inside the plant. Ernest Leong, VOA News.